Now, would you like to learn about our government, how it works, and what you can do to get involved to make a difference in the way Canada is run? Well, if you do, then you can join high school and university age students from across Canada in an exciting 5-day exploration of our nation's capital. This unique educational leadership forum will give 12 young leaders the opportunity to learn how our government touches the lives of Ukrainian Canadians and how our Ukrainian community has helped build Canada in its multicultural society. Now, if this is intriguing and you're wondering what it's all about, well, I'm with you. I'm wondering what it's all about, too. We've got Boris Gingal from Edmonton. He's with the Ukrainian National Federation and in Ottawa. And this is a program that is in collaboration with the Paul Yuzik Institute for Youth Leadership. And Boris is on the phone with us now from Ottawa to tell us what it's all about. Boris, welcome. Вітаю.
Дякую, Полета. Взаємно.
Now, this came through just very recently. Was a press release sent out called Canada's Parliament Education Forum, and it is happening in November, from the 20th to the 24th. So, what exactly is this forum?
Well, this forum goes back to a need that we identified within the Ukrainian community to develop leaders that understand government and are capable of interacting with government. So, we've set three learning objectives for the forum. One is just basically developing youth leadership competencies. Another one is understanding how the Ukrainian-Canadian community and multiculturalism work together and the relationship between the two. And lastly, understanding how the Canadian government works. So the director of our program here is Paul Migos. He's a former associate deputy minister. As a matter of fact, he was the founder of Service Canada. And he's consulted around the world on civil service issues everywhere from Ukraine to Australia. And he's developed and he runs the program. The program, by the way, is run completely by volunteers. There are no paid staff. And they're working as a consultant. So one of the things we do is bring in the youth, and we get them to try and understand how Canadian government works in relation to the Ukrainian community. So we start off by asking them to write a letter to their MP asking for an interview. And then we try and make sure that the MPs are available and can meet with the young people. The whole idea of this is not so much to lobby the MPs around a particular issue, although if the young people are capable and are interested in doing that, we encourage it, but just to break that big mental barrier between the politician and the member of the community, to show them that these politicians are accessible, that they want to hear from them. And it works very well. Last year was the first year we did it, and the MPs and senators were very accepting, very friendly. As a matter of fact, they even sponsored a lunch in the parliamentary restaurant for the participants. Now, the whole program is built around the idea of seeing Ottawa, but it's not a tourism program. So what happens is, obviously, we go to Parliament. We walk around Parliament, we tour parliamentary grounds, but we learn about what Parliament does and how Ukrainians relate to it. The role of people like John Diefenbaker, the role of Justice Supinko, the first Ukrainian-Canadian justice on the Supreme Court. We identify issues with the geography so that it becomes a more of a interesting learning opportunity and an opportunity to discuss, so we're not just sitting in a classroom and lecturing at people. For instance, we'll take them out to the National War Museum. Now, it's a great museum in itself, but it's really very interesting from a Ukrainian point of view, because you see the development and the integration of Ukrainians into Canadian society. You have the First World War exhibit, which deals with Konoval and internment and identifies Ukrainians specifically. As you go farther through the museum, you begin to realize that although Ukrainians are in the displays, you can see it by the names, they're no longer separated out as an individual community. They're simply part of the general structure of the Canadian military. And then that leads us at the end of the tour to a discussion of the role of the Ukrainian-Canadian veterans at the end of the Second World War, the political power they had managed to achieve, and their role in rescuing and bringing the displaced persons to Canada. So everything we do is built around understanding our community, how it's developed, how it's got to the point we are at. We run a number of other opportunities there. For instance, one of the things that is important to a lot of people is their own family history. And family history is an access point to community history. So Myron Momrek, who was just recently retired as Chief East European Archivist for the National Archives of Canada, does a couple of hours with the folks explaining how they can research their own family history using the archives facilities and using the online facilities available. He's very good at this, as a matter of fact, because he runs a genealogy, Ukrainian genealogy group here in Ottawa. So he helps people access their own family history, a lot of which people don't really know, take them back, and then as we go through and we do other sections and lectures with them, we try and bring out those elements of their family history and show how they illustrate parts of our own Ukrainian-Canadian history and indeed Ukrainian history as a whole. We spend an evening with actually the Yuzik family, Senator Paul Yuzik being essentially the first one to use the term multiculturalism in Canada and in many ways the founder of the multicultural ideal for Canadians. And we try and explore that idea. We explore how the senator developed it. We allow the young people to obviously talk with the Yuzik family to get a feel for the politics of the time and the people that were involved. We take a lot of these things for granted, but we don't realize how much work and how difficult it was to get these ideas accepted. So we want them to have an idea that what we are and who we are in Canada has been a construct that's been developed over a number of decades, indeed over a century, and that it has taken hard work on the part of people. And going into the future, it's really their role to define what we want to be in Canada and then to work towards it. It's not something that falls naturally into place. We try and keep the group small. Last year we had 14 people, which is probably the maximum. We're usually set for about 10 people, and that would work really well because it's a small group. We get a lot of discussion that way. When we meet people like the Senator Andreychuk, when they meet their own MPs, that allows for a much better discussion, a much better to and fro. People aren't caught in the back, aren't cut out of the discussions at all. It's a very intensive period. They work the whole day. We get them up early in the morning, and literally they're on the go until late in the evening. But we found it was really interesting to see them. They were very enthusiastic last year. They were very thoughtful, and something quite often we don't expect from young people, but they were very thoughtful. They developed their own concepts, and as a whole, I think they came out at the end of it with a much better understanding of our community and a much better understanding of how they could be leaders within it. It is, for the 4 days, 1,000 for people who are not members of the UNF, for young people, 950 for those who are, people who are from Ottawa themselves because they don't need the hotel accommodation, and we provide that, pay 700. However, for people traveling to Ottawa, because that is probably the largest expense, we do have a small bursary, probably something in the vicinity of $200, because the whole forum is supported by the Taras Shevchenko Foundation, and we simply take the grant that they give us and distribute it among the participants who travel to Ottawa to assist them with it.
Well, that sounds like an absolutely incredible opportunity, Boris, and how can I turn back the clock in time so that I can become of university age and take this in? But for this is for high school students and university students who are able to find a little bit of cash to take in this program, a very good educational experience, as you have just outlined. And how would somebody who's interested in doing this go about applying?
You can get information and applications from a number of different sources on the Internet. The Paul Yuzik Institute has a Facebook page. You can go to the Ukrainian National Federation site on the web, which is unfcanada.ca, and then there's a link there to the parliamentary forum. Or you can go directly to the Paul Yuzik Institute site, which is paul-yuzik, I-U-Z-Y-K-institute.org, and all the application forms and details are there for you. The other thing we do is we suggest that young people apply to Ukrainian institutions in their area. For instance, if they are from the Ukrainian National Federation, they can apply to the branch, they can apply to the credit unions, and see if they can get some support to come here. because in actual fact, what we're doing is helping develop leaders for these organizations and for these groups. And quite a few of them are quite supportive. I think most of our young people actually had quite a bit of support from their communities in coming last year.
Great. And you said this is the second year that you've been doing this.
That's right.
Well, we're hoping that you'll have as good a turnout and response as you had last year. It is, as you pointed out, just a fabulous opportunity to learn about Ukrainian community and government, how they work together. Now, this is not strictly confined to people of Ukrainian-Canadian descent. It's open to anybody, correct?
It is open to anybody. We judge applicants on the basis of their orientation towards government and politics, their interest in the Ukrainian-Canadian community, their interest in multiculturalism. You don't have to be a member of the UNF. You don't have to be a member of the Ukrainian-Canadian community at all. You just have to have an interest in it.
Okay, well, that's fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Boris, for telling us about this very interesting new program. And good luck in another successful forum. And thank you again. I guess we can just direct people then to your website, to UNF Canada is probably the easiest to remember. And I'll do is I'll put up a link on the Nash Holos website as well. And this again is taking place November 20th to 24th.
That's right. We ask people to arrive just before noon. And then we'll put on the Wednesday, and then we'll put them back on the aircraft on the Sunday.
Okay. And is there a deadline for applications?
There is November 1st, and selected individuals will be announced November 10th.
Okay, so that's a couple of weeks yet, so there is a bit of time if anybody's interested in taking part in this fabulous Educational Experience Canada's Parliament Education Forum. And if you want more information, visit www.unfcanada.ca. We were speaking with Boris Gingalo from Ottawa. Дуже дякую, Boris.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring this to your listenership, Paulette. Take care.
My pleasure. Papa.
Bye.